If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Chicago Bulls start off the preseason 2-0 after getting their second win in a row over the Cleveland Cavaliers, led by Ayo Dosunmu, at least in scoring. We're going to talk about it, break it all down, and more right after this.
You are now tuned in to Chicago Bulls Central, your number one spot for all things Chicago Bulls, hosted by Hayes.
What's going on, Bulls fans? Welcome to another episode of Chicago Bulls Central, your number one spot for everything Chicago Bulls related. I'm the host, Air Hayes, but more importantly, you guys can follow the channel at Bulls Central Pod on every social media platform we happen to be on. With that said, let's go ahead and get into this content today, y'all. The Chicago Bulls get a win in their second preseason game. They're now 2-0 to start the preseason. And this was a game in which the starters once again came out with not necessarily the best energy. Now, we were missing Kevin Huerter. Nikola Vucevic wasn't out there as well. We also were missing Julian Phillips. But in that starting lineup from the last game, we were missing two starters. And they didn't really start off with the best energy. Now, typically, you know, last game, Trey Jones came into the game off the bench and gave the energy, but I do think we eventually discovered that, and Trey Jones was a big part of that. He had 10 points, 7 assists, 5 rebounds in this game to Trey Jones, and he made a really big impact just as far as the energy, pushing the pace, those type of things. There were periods of time at the start of this game where the Bulls just weren't getting out and running. They weren't cutting. They weren't doing that type of thing. Trey Jones and Isaac Okoro were some of the first players to start doing that, and then it became infectious like we've seen before. And that's not a bad thing, but it is something that is noticeable, that the Bulls, again, started out kind of with a lack of energy. The Cavs got out to a big lead early on, but for what it's worth, the first quarter finished tied 32-all, and then the Chicago Bulls went on to win the second quarter, and they won the fourth quarter to help them win this game. But it's just something with those slow starts. Now, again, it is preseason, so the thing that we take away from preseason is what? The process, not necessarily just the result if you won or not. But it is something to look out for about finding that energy. But Trey Jones made an impact in this game. He had a plus minus of plus 4. He had the only positive plus minus of any starter for the Chicago Bulls today. So take that for what you will. Josh Giddey played 22 minutes in this game. He played 3 quarters in this game, which was a level up of minutes for him. I think he finished last game with 16, if I'm not mistaken, as far as minutes. He played 22 minutes. He went 5 of 13 from the field. He had 14 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists in this game. And so that stat sheet stuffing ability that we've seen from Josh Giddey before, he displayed a lot of that again today. Shot the ball a lot better. Still not, didn't attack in the same way. Like, I don't expect Josh Giddey to be repeating the finish of last season, right? I spent a lot of the offseason just saying how that finish to the season of averaging 20, 10, and 9.8, basically a triple-double, is just not really sustainable, right? And so I don't expect that. But Giddey is just not attacking the rim as much as we've seen before. As the game went on, we saw the floaters. We saw a little bit more of that, and that's really good from Josh Giddey. So it may just be a comfort thing. He does have an ankle thing going on, or maybe he's just not pressing because it is preseason. Keep in mind, Josh Giddey's only 22 years old, but he's in his 5th year in the league. So, you know, he's a guy that understands and knows that preseason isn't the end-all, be-all, so maybe he's just pacing himself. But something to keep a lookout for as the regular season goes on, for sure. I want to, again, not getting too far up or too far down on preseason basketball, but it is just something to watch. If he is a little timid at the start of the season, it's going to raise some questions for me. Again, hopefully that's not the case. Hopefully by the time the season starts, we're not even talking about Josh Giddey and the aggression level or not. There's no question there, and he's playing at the rate that we expect him to play at that point in time. Outside of that, we also had Modest Bouzelis with 11 points in this game, 3 of 7 from the field. He did go to the free throw line 4 times as well. He was 3 of 4 from the free throw line as well. 2 rebounds, 1 steal, 1 block, 11 points in 19 minutes for Modest Bouzelis today. Okay production, solid production. It wasn't the game that he had last game or anything like that. And I think there were some times where I would have personally liked to see Modest attack the rim a little bit more. He didn't cut as much. Now, that may be by design. Maybe Billy Donovan wanted him to get there, but we'll see. We'll see. It's just, again, something to keep an eye out on, see how it develops over the course of the season, those type of things. We'll watch it, see how it goes. But it's just something that did stand out to me, that Modest didn't really attack the rim as much. Last game, he took 6 shots at the rim. He was 5 of 6 at the rim. He was very aggressive at the rim. Not as much of that today. Only 1 shot that he made was not a 3-pointer today. But that's kind of, you know, what you expect from a second-year player. And that's why, for people that have been, you know, expecting Modest is going to take some huge leap in year 2, you know, we've had people say things like averaging 18 points or stuff like that. I don't know if Modest is going to do that this season, but he's going to have a tick up. He's going to provide some really good rim protection. He's going to still be a good player, and I think he's going to take a step defensively as well. But it's just still that consistency with shooting that is still a thing for Modest Bouzelis, and he has to find that consistency. He'll find it. I have no doubts that he'll find it. He just doesn't have it yet, and that's where some of the questions lie in at. Zach Collins, 13 points, 8 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal. One thing that you'll notice about Zach Collins is that he made big shots, 2 or 3 from the 3-point line today. He's very confident. Zach Collins is playing with a level of confidence right now that I think is going to have him have a really good season. And it's a contract year for Zach Collins, so keep that in mind. But there's just a lot of confidence in Zach Collins' game. We've seen him. I saw him isolate today against Evan Mobley. Like, I don't know how much of that we've seen over Zach Collins' career. Taking players off the dribble for, like, step-back 3-pointers. Like, we saw Zach Collins out there. He took some shots that guards take, right? And if he provides that consistently for the Bulls, again, that bench unit is going to be big for the Chicago Bulls. So, I think that's there. We'll see how that continues for this team. But overall, you know, it is what it is. But let's get to the bench, right? We got to talk about the bench unit today because, once again, the bench saved the Bulls' bacon. And we got to talk about the ball-headed hoe himself, Javon Carter. Because Javon Carter's put together 2 really good games in the fourth quarter for this Bulls team. 5 of 7 from the field, 4 or 5 from the 3-point line. He was +6 in this game. He had 14 points. 2 rebounds, and there was a stretch of time there. It's probably about a good 3-minute stretch for Javon Carter where he just did not stop. He didn't slow down. Like, he was taking confident shots off the dribble. He was hitting big shots for the Chicago Bulls. Great performance that you saw from Javon Carter today. 12 minutes, 14 points. I mean, you can't shake your head at that production at all. Like, so Javon Carter had himself a night today, and we'll see. Like, Billy Donovan has already talked about how he loves that Javon Carter is always ready. Even if Javon Carter, you know, isn't getting the most minutes or he's not getting consistent minutes, he's always ready. He's always ready to contribute. He's always ready to step in there and do something for this team. And Javon Carter, for what it's worth, he had himself another big night tonight. And I got to give Javon Carter credit for that, because you're going to need guys that could step up when players are down or something like that. And maybe Javon's going to be that. I have no idea what to make of Javon Carter, right? Javon, his first year here, shot the ball like shit. And for the majority of last year, he shot the ball like shit. But if he's able to play some solid, give some solid shooting for the Bulls, you never know. You could bring him in there in a pinch. But Ayo Dosunmu today, Ayo had himself a game. And it wasn't just about the scoring. He did score 16 points. He led the Chicago Bulls in scoring today. But it was more than just that. It was the energy. When we talk about the team not attacking the rim, not cutting to the rim, there were times where Ayo Dosunmu would get the ball on the fast break, and he took it all the way to the rim and forced the defense either stop him or forced him to pass it. I keep saying this, and this has been an offseason where there's been a lot of stuff said about Ayo. I've seen a lot of Bulls fans call Ayo bad or overrated or saying that Ayo needs to be traded. Ayo Dosunmu shaped in, and he's locked in to have a big season this year. I truly believe as he's going to thrive in that 6-man role. He kind of understands exactly what he is as a player and what his role is here. And there's something to be said about having a defined role. Billy Donovan could have started Ayo today. With Kurt Herter and Kobe White out, he could have started Ayo Dosunmu. I think the reason why Billy Donovan is not starting Ayo is that he wants Ayo to get used to coming into the game, needing to either change the pace offensively or change the tone defensively. And, I again, we got to wait to see if that's going to be the case. But if it is, That's really good coaching from Billy Donovan, is to say to Io, listen, this is what I need you to do. And for what it's worth, Io Dosunmu, 22 minutes today. He's going to play starter level minutes. He's going to play that. He can play the one, the two, the three for this team. Io Dosunmu is going to have a big role on this team. And I think the way that he's been performing, it just shows you that Io, he had the shoulder injury. He had the shoulder injury for over a year. It was undiagnosed, right? So he actually had the shoulder injury since the end of the 2023-24 season. And then last year, it got to the point where it got to where he ended up losing out a big chunk of his season for it. But Io's fully healthy. He's ready to go. He said he got to have basically a regular offseason. And you're seeing that from Io Dosunmu. Io is locked in, man. And 16 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist in this game. He did have 3 turnovers and 3 personal fouls. But, like, Io's just – he's having himself a game, man, in a preseason. And if he's able to bring that into the regular season and give that consistency for the Bulls, man, I'm telling you, it's going to be a big season for Io. I'm not willing to say sixth man of the year or anything like that, because – I think for you to be in that conversation, the Bulls have to at least win 45 to 48 games. That's at a minimum. I don't know if they're going to win that number of games, but Io's going to have a six-man impact for this team. There's no doubt about that. He's going to make a big impact for this team. Outside of that, we got 8 points from Jalen Smith. Much better shooting night for him today. He was 50% from the field, 3 of 6, but 0 of 2 from the three-point line. You got to stop shooting those threes. But for what it's worth, outside of that, 8 points, 1 block, 1 steal, 4 assists, 7 rebounds for Jalen Smith. Jalen is trying to play to be in this rotation. He's trying to play to be in this rotation, period. And I think when you look at what Jalen Smith is doing, he's being active at the rim, right? And that was something that Billy Donovan criticized him about last season, of why he fell out the rotation. He wasn't really active in rim protection. He's being active. He's trying to keep a body on people. He's going to have some mistakes because Jalen Smith is not a great defender, but he played decently today. He had the highest plus-minus on the team of plus 12. I'm sorry, second. Dalen Terry actually had the highest plus-minus at plus 13, and he didn't make a shot. So take that for what you will. Patrick Williams today, another 8 points from Patrick Williams with 3 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal from him. Again, I'm looking at P.W. as a bench player. He was the sixth player to get into the game today. No, I'm sorry, the sixth player to get off the bench today is the word that I'm looking for there. So, you know, it is what it is. We'll see what happens there for P. Will. P. Will is looking okay as a back end of the bench guy. He played 21 minutes today, and I think we saw more passive P today than what we did in the last game. Now, we saw some passive P in the last game too, but there was a lot more of it at times today where he passed the ball, didn't take players off the dribble today as much as he did in the last game too, which – you know, you don't want to see people already regressing in preseason. But again, it's preseason, so I'm not going to get too far up, too far down on it. We'll see what P. Will brings in the regular season, but it is something to keep watching and monitoring what's happening with P. Will there. So we'll keep watching that one. Outside of that, that's really it as far as notable performances off the bench. Dalen Terry did play 12 minutes. He gave some solid defense. He had 3 assists, 2 rebounds, 1 block. Didn't hit a shot. He was 0-5 from the field, but did have the highest plus-minus on the team. So forever it's worth, the Bulls were having success with Dalen Terry on the court. He just couldn't score to save his life. And that's kind of the Dalen Terry experience. Dalen has some things that he does really well. The energy always looks good from Dalen Terry, which is good to see. But it's just, if that shot's not falling for Dalen, it basically gives you a player that the defense doesn't have to play for. Now, he's always going to be a factor defensively. Dalen Terry's always active defensively. He gets hands on people, those type of thing. But, it kind of just is what it is. We did get to see Yuki Kawamura in this game. He didn't hit a shot. He did have 5 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal from Yuki. He did get to the free throw line 4 times. He hit 3 shots at the free throw line for that one. We got our first glimpse of Lachlan Albrecht, who went 2 of 3 from the field in his 7 minutes. Also, he looked pretty solid in there. Those are the G League, Windy City Bulls. We're going to see a lot of those guys in the Windy City. I'm excited to cover those guys, but that's kind of my general thoughts on the game. It was one of those games where the defense looks legit. And maybe that's just me. The defense and rebounding of this team is legit. We can rebound the hell out of the ball. We got solid rebounders at every position. We out-rebounded them by 6 today, the Cleveland Cavaliers. We had 32 assists on 43 made baskets. That's a pretty good ratio there. The turnovers dropped some. Still 19 turnovers, though. We got to get those turnovers together. And this sloppy basketball from the Bulls to start off with, we got to avoid that sloppy basketball. If we can avoid that, things are going to go better for the Chicago Bulls, I think. So, you know, we got to get that tightened up. We did have 28 fouls in this game as well. You got to get that tightened up, too. You put a team like the Cleveland Cavaliers on the free throw line that many times, which they did get 32 free throws today, that's gonna be difficult for you in the regular season. So you want to tighten that up some as well. So we'll see what happens there. But overall, the Bulls' defense looks good. The energy looks good. The pace still looks good. I still feel very confident in the Bulls' bench. We haven't gotten to see our actual starting five together at any point in this preseason. Billy Donovan did say that they're hopeful that Coby White is going to play in the last preseason game. So you're not going to see Coby White throughout the majority of this preseason. So go ahead and expect that. You're just not going to see those guys. But we'll see what happens there. But let's go ahead and get into some of your guys' comments. Let's see how you guys are feeling about it. Will Hayes says C-Red, absolutely. We got KOTS says definitely C-Red. Roger says, I'm very pleased with the hustle and defense of the Bulls. The offense isn't relying only on threes as well. They play a good all-around game, offense and defense. I will say this.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Balance here, but the Bulls took 42 three-pointers today. They took 98 shots. So a little under half their shots were three-pointers. And if you, I'm not saying you specifically, the proverbial you, and if you watch this game, you saw that there were some possessions where the Bulls stopped on a fast break to shoot the three where they should have attacked the rim. So I will say I want to see that tighten up some, but I agree with you on basically everything that you said there. They just got to tighten up. I just want to see more attacking of the rim, right? I want to see that a little bit more. Random Blank says, Cutch plays by Yuki and Albrecht down the stretch. Let's go Bulls. Definitely. Jalen's got to stop shooting, and the Bulls play really well when Giddy and Trey play together. They do, and that dates back to last season. That was the case last season as well, for sure. Boy, I was cheering like a madman until Yuki got in. It sucks he doesn't have the size to be on the roster. It would be uphill climb, but he is smart as hell. Yeah, I mean, listen, it's the Bulls' deepest position as well. Yuki's just not going to be on the main roster very much this season unless there's like an injury or something. Shea says, one thing I will say, we do look a lot better and a lot more physical on defense, but we have to grind out a lot of games if we want to win. Oh, for sure. I mean, that's absolutely for sure. Javon Carter said some hold youngins. I need some minutes too. I mean, listen, Javon Carter played really good today. There's just no doubt about that. If there's a hierarchy of who you'll cheer for more next season, who you got, P. Will or Javon Carter? I mean, whoever's playing well is what I'll say on that one. You never know how good a player actually is until they're actually on your team. I'm not going to lie. When I looked at him on the Spurs, I thought Zach Collins was trash. I mean, listen, and Zach Collins would probably tell you he didn't play the best the last season with the Spurs. Like, he'd probably admit that to you. But he is playing better here. I think the role suits him a lot better here as well. And we're seeing the benefit of that. P. Will is not back. He's the same player. Really disappointed after the first game. I mean, if he's the same player, that means he's back. I mean, yeah, that literally means that he's back. I'm just saying. Semantics, but, you know, I'm just saying. What's up, Hayes? How you been doing? I've been all right. Jet, how you been, brother? Get Io comfortable in his role. Exactly. I think he's in a contract year. Yes, he is a contract year. Brazil Popular says Io should be the starter. No, he shouldn't. And the reason why I say this is because you need somebody. Like, don't get me wrong. Isaac Okoro is a really good active player too. But if you're talking about a player that can come in, like, keep in mind, the starting lineup is as much about rhythm. And I think that you need if you have the luxury of having a player that can come off the bench and change the rhythm, most teams would do that. Isaac Okoro is bringing in shooting, and he's bringing in some defense, which is what you kind of need in that starting lineup. Io has the chance to impact the game kind of even more because he's not out there with all the scores and everything that's needed out there. Io DeSumo, he's the sixth starter, basically, and he's going to play starting level minutes for this team for sure. Even though Javon Carter played all right last season compared to his first season with us, I hope he's not only playing good because it's his contract year like some players do. Well, that's fine because we're not going to re-sign him even if he is playing good for a contract. Let him up his value and get a deal somewhere else. I'm not mad at that. Trey Jones did a lot of steals today. Defensive effort on the first half was great, but this team has room for improvement against physical and deep. Yeah, oh yeah, listen. There's absolutely room for improvement. Guess what? There's going to be room for improvement no matter what happens at any point this season. It's going to still be room for improvement. I don't know if the Bulls are going to be able to play at any type of level where I'm like, oh, yeah, we don't need to improve anymore. That's just my personal opinion. Getting to see what players bring individually off the bench is preseason basketball. The starters need to cut down the turnovers. Agree with you, Brett. Good call out there, Brett. Never watched this Okoro guy, but he fits on this team almost perfectly. And that's why, like, I call it this, right? This is the way that I explained it. The acquisition like Isaac Okoro means that you're trying to operate in the margins, meaning that you are bringing in a player that isn't going to drastically change how you play. He's not going to drastically change how you call offense. But what he does do is that he helps you improve in the margin areas, meaning a lot of little areas that end up having a big impact. The energy, the ability to hit the open shot, the defense that he has, the aggressiveness that he has. All those little things add in to a team like the Chicago Bulls that needed a player that can make an impact, that can be a point of attack defender. They needed somebody like that. So bringing that in, even though he's not, he's a role player. Isaac Okoro is a role player. But the way that he plays that role could end up having a large impact for the Chicago Bulls because they need what he brings so much. So we'll see. The last time we made it in the margin type acquisition, it was Javon Carter. And we see how that went, right? But Okoro is a much better player than Javon Carter. So the impact should be a lot better. And you know, we'll see. He fits this, like you said, he fits this team like a glove. Exactly what he does and what he excels at is exactly what we need him to do. We don't need him to act or operate outside his normal role. We just need him to do what he's best at, and that's going to have an impact on this team. So I firmly believe that. Excited to see how Io season goes. We'll be devastated if he ends up on a different team next season, though. Will break my heart. Need to trade off Vooch for an aggressive center. Now, listen. It's not that simple. This ain't Walmart. You don't get to go and just be like, yeah, one of them aggressive centers, let me get two of them off aisle three. Thank you very much. Go ahead and throw that in my cart. Vooch still is needed on this team. You saw it. The Bulls don't have a decent half-court offense. Until they do, Vooch is still going to have a very active role and help this team. He's good for Modest's development. He's good for those type of things. But the Bulls' perfect version of a center is a very different type of center. For the way that this team style of play and the makeup of this roster, yes, the perfect version of a center is more like an Evan Mobley type center as far as of a two-way center or a more so defensive type center. But we'll see if the Bulls can find that guy. We'll see that. I just hope they don't try to make Noah Essengay that guy. Not because I doubt Noah Essengay, but because I think Noah's ability to put the ball on the floor, his speed, all that type of stuff, I don't really want him gearing up to play center long-term, if that makes sense, right? Always remember something about players like Isaac. When you get traded from a team or a team completely gives up on you, you're looking for revenge. I don't really get that vibe from Isaac. I think Isaac's a player that just, he understands who he is as a player. He understands his limitations. He understands his strengths. But more importantly, he understands how he can help the team. And that's kind of the focus of a player like Isaac Okoro. And that's what makes him different. He focuses on the team more than the I, right? He's a we guy. And so because of that, I think that's going to have a big impact for this basketball team. So let's hope. Let's hope that it does, because if it pays off, it's going to be really good for the Chicago Bulls. But overall, like I say, like these two preseason games have given us a lot to think about. It's given us some things to be excited about. They got two more. The next time the Bulls play, if I'm not mistaken, is Sunday. I think we play Sunday against Milwaukee. Let me check that. Yeah, Sunday against Milwaukee at 7 p.m. Luckily, there's no Bears game that I have to cover, so I won't be live on Bears Central. So we do have that Sunday game And then we play Tuesday and Thursday next week. And then the preseason's done. And the Chicago Bulls take the court October 22nd. We are 13 days away from regular season Chicago Bulls basketball. 13 days away. Let's get her done. That's all I can say on that one. Let's get her done. But, yeah, love the energy that this team has played with throughout the large parts of this. I do need the starting energy to be a little bit better. I need us to come out the gate with a little bit better energy because that, you know, slow starts in the regular season when teams aren't taking their starters out and things like that are going to be difficult to overcome. We've seen it every season that the Chicago Bulls have had teams where they get off to slow starts. Or we also know, like, when we have bad third quarters, stuff like that. The Bulls got to play complete four quarters of basketball. And I think they're good there. It's preseason. They're still trying to figure out the rotations. I think once they get in and settle into their rotations, you're going to see much better from this team overall. But I'm still very excited about this bench. I think Zach, Trey, Io coming off that bench, Kevin Huerter, you know, I think he's going to come off the bench because I think Isaac Okoro is going to start. But the Bulls got something interesting here, I'll say, for right now. And for all the people that are just betting on the Chicago Bulls to be bad or that are, you know, assuming that the Chicago Bulls are going to, you know, have live up to, or live down to the preseason predictions from like ESPN and stuff like that, this team got a lot of fight in it. This team got some fight in it. And how they come out of that fight, man, that's going to tell us a lot. And I can't wait to see how they settle into their roles. Says, the only way to watch the Bulls season is to subscribe somewhere. They're not even on antenna channels anymore here in my own town. Like, dang, I guess I got to check back in around playoff time. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I know they got to deal with Comcast, DirecTV. You can always buy the CHN app, right? You can just buy the streaming app, too. I don't know if you know that. Like, CHSN has an app. You can just buy the app and have your Bulls games. There's also NBA League Pass, so don't overlook that as well. So there's other options to watch the game for sure. Billy has been talking about needing to get more possessions than the opponent. Plus 8 tonight compared to negative 13 in the first game is good progress. Hey, I mean, listen. You got to do what you got to do. And Billy Donovan has done a good job this offseason at identifying what he wants to see this team improve on, and it feels like they're trying to execute that. For 2 years prior to this season, the last season, because last season they talked about changing the shot profile and playing at a quicker pace, and they ended up doing that. But 2 seasons prior to that, almost everything that Billy Donovan said, we never saw come to fruition. He was talking about changing the shot profile and playing at a quicker pace for 2 years before it happened. But for at least what we've seen now, small sample size, is everything that Billy Donovan has said in preseason, in those clips in training camp, that he wants this team to do and establish identity. We've seen it to varying degrees, but we've seen it. And it seems like they really are focused on trying to do that and do it consistently. And we just got to see how successful they're going to be at it in the regular season. Brett says, thank you for your work, Hayes. Lots of reasons to be excited for this season. See Red. Appreciate that, brother. Yeah, we use League Pass here in Australia. Just a bit expensive. I don't know how expensive it is there. I mean, it's what? I think they charged me $150 for my League Pass this year. I think that's what it was. I wish NBA got back to doing, like, this was probably 7 years ago, where they used to do the team pass, where you could just buy, like, the pass for your team and get all the games just for that team. They don't really do that anymore. The streaming stuff has stopped that. Sup, Drip, who would you start as a replacement for Kobe White as he's going to miss some time early? He's not going to miss any time early. Vern, what the fuck do you be talking about, bro? They literally, like, Billy Donovan literally announced today he's going to play in the last preseason game. He's not slated to miss any time in the regular season. Where did you get that from? Like, did you take a nap and the ghost of Arturis Karnisova came to you in your dream and said something that you thought was a reality? What happened there? Is everything okay at home? Did you take your medication? Nonetheless, we're going to go ahead and move on. The big takeaway is obviously that our bench is better than Cleveland's. Hey, you feel that way? Dan says, as you said before, rebounding is looking better. Just 3 rebound difference versus the Cavs is no easy shit to do. Last year it was 8 to 10 less rebounds. I mean, we had more than that. Like, didn't we out rebounded them by 9 today, I think. So Yeah, I mean, listen, rebound, being a sound rebounding team is going to help you. And there's nothing that rebounding hurts you with, right? You be that good rebounding team. Random Blank says, off topic, is it just me or does Yuki look like the Korean guy from The Walk? I'm too tired right now for this joke. But that's fucking funny, bro. That's crazy. That's crazy. That's wild. That is absolutely wild. I don't even know how to rebound from that at this point. Shout out to the viewers over on TikTok. We got 50 people over on TikTok. We got, I can't tell how many we got over on Instagram. I know there's a few people in there, man. We appreciate y'all on both those sides of things, man. We appreciate you guys for supporting. Hit that subscribe button, that like, follow button, wherever you are. Go ahead and go over to the YouTube channel as well. Go over to Chicago Bulls Central on YouTube. Go over there. Hit the subscribe button on there. We're trying to get to 30,000 subscribers this season. We're a little over under 5,000 away from that. But go ahead and hit that subscribe button if you're not subscribed. Everybody who's watching me on a different platform, go to YouTube, type in Chicago Bulls Central. Not Bulls Central, that's a different person. Chicago Bulls Central, hit that subscribe button. Help us get to 30,000 subscribers. Bet365, join up and take what? Yeah, no, I'm good on that. I was listening to By the Horns, bro. KC said Kobe may miss some time due to the calf injury. Well, I'm just going off what Billy Donovan said before the game today. So he said that Kobe's going to be playing, that the aim is to have Kobe play in the last preseason game. So, but all right, y'all, that's my time. I got to get ready to go do Locked On Bulls, man. Thank you guys so much for everything, man. Make sure you guys are following us at Bulls Central Pod. You can send us any feedback, questions, comments, concerns, bullscentralpod@gmail.com. Lastly, if you want to leave a text message and or voicemail for the mailbag, the number to do so, 773-270-2799. We are the number one spot for everything Chicago Bulls related, but that is thanks to you, lovely and beautiful people. And like I like to end every episode on, go Bulls. Love you guys. See red if you can, y'all. Peace. And for the second day in a row, or second time in a row, we get to play the winning outro. Peace, y'all.
This has been a presentation of the Break Media.
Vrbo last-minute deals make chasing fresh mountain powder incredibly easy. With thousands of homes close to the slopes, you can easily get epic pow, freshies, first tracks, and more. No need for months of planning. In fact, you can't even plan pow. Pow is on its own schedule. Thankfully, somewhere in the world, it's always snowing. All you have to do is use the last-minute filter on the app to book a last-minute deal on a slope-side private rental home. Book now at Vrbo.com.